Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service as the host, and we have two very dear guests, Sister Nahid and Brother Mudarrisi. Welcome, both of you. Welcome to
Thank you.
Studio, and I'm so happy for being here with you. But as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Well, sure. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Well, this is Nahid. I'm having the honor of being with you today. I'm a teacher. I have the master's degree in teaching. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And you, brother?
Yes, thank you for having me here. I'm Sayyid Muhammad Asal Mudarrisi, and I am the graduate of Hausa Seminary, and I'm also studying PhD in the field of teaching.
And that's very great. Well, two very good teachers in here, so I'm already approved to be a good student. So let's learn stuff from you. Well, as human beings, since we have interaction with other people, it's very natural to have trust in some very special number of people. At least there are going to be some limited number of people, because the concept of trust comes with the idea that you have full trust in someone, and then you start to build it even bigger and bigger. Where does trust come from in human nature? I guess it has a lot to do with our essence of being humans. We sometimes in our lives suffer from different issues, or even when we are happy, we would love to share stuff with some very limited number of people. I don't know if human beings are different and this limited might be problematic in here. Well, let's just start today's discussion this way, that who do you trust in your life?
Well, it used to be so hard for me to trust people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, from one point, I just decided to change this whole mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I think the nature or essence of trusting other people comes from the need. Like, as a human being, I need the help and support of the other people.
Sure.
So if I don't want to trust anyone, then I'm going to have no help and no one around me, no friends. You know?
Life is going to be so difficult.
Yes. So as we are just like living in a community and a society, I thought like, okay, you need to start at a point. Like,
mm-hmm.
Since I don't have many brothers, or I have no sisters. And then I thought like I have to change even this feature, this call in myself, which says I don't need to have anyone around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what you came up with?
Finding a few friends.
Yeah, and this exactly is true. I mean, it comes from the fact that we human beings are not complete. We're all incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
We feel the need inside ourselves that we need somebody or someone to put our trust in. And the concept of trust, when you look at it, it's a bit relative. I mean, you do trust some people in some issues, in some aspects, while you do not in comparison with the others. I mean, it is different, but then it is true. You have to have some people around to put your different trusts in them.
And by the way, when we say that we might have some trust in some people, we have to talk about that other side of the story as well, that people who are suffering from trust issues, I don't think they have a very easy life.
No.
It is considered as one of the psychological, really deep issues.
Yeah.
Those people suffering from trust issues, that of course, in today's world, we see a lot of them. Many people, based on, you know, if history is any indication, then based on the record they have in their mind, they wouldn't find it so easy to trust other people. So what happens is that they would feel that they have to only depend on their own selves. And by the way, they do not have that very deep bond with God as well.
Yes.
Like, there are many people who would say that, okay, I don't trust any human being, and the only person I trust is the one and only, is God. But in today's world, as it is very much materialistic and as it has got a lot of problems and issues in it included, there are some people who have really deep trust issues, and they're suffering from mental problems. So when we say trust, we consider it as one of the major needs in human life. So this is just the very introduction. Let's go for a break, have a sip of water, and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So speaking of trust, we always come to this point that you must have your circle of close people to actually trust them. But usually life would show you the reverse of what you have in your mind. Like sometimes people would let you down, sometimes people would disappoint you, and this is not an easy thing to be digested. There must be a difference in the amount of trust you have in people. How, do you have this borderline in your life?
Yeah, I mean, yes. Even for myself, like, you know what I was thinking about was that sometimes we are just like on the other part of the issue. Some people trust themselves too much that mm-hmm. they feel like I'm needless. I don't need other people. I don't need their help. Mm-hmm. So we have that problem too. Like those exactly. who feel like I am the center of the world. I have everything in myself mm-hmm. and I don't need the other people. So I think this borderline, this limitation is needed in all perspectives. Like regarding my own, my own self, the way I am thinking and regarding myself, and also with the other people, for sure. Like, who will open up to a stranger the first time they see?
And what is your criterion usually for picking the person who's your trusted person?
The first thing to me is like the matter of time. I need to get to know the person. Like, I need some time to be like informed of the way that person is behaving, get to know them well.
Exactly.
And then like at some, like, I don't feel we have some written instructions towards
I
finding
know
someone
what
to
you're
trust.
Saying. Yeah. It's based on mostly
yes.
intuition.
And naturally it happens. Like during some time when we get to know each other well, when we are in company, then we get to know that, okay, that this person is the one that I can trust.
But sometimes even the company is not going to show you the truth behind people.
And exactly the things that you mentioned before the break we had. I mean, most of the trust issues from the people comes from the bad experiences
exactly.
they've had. And as you mentioned, I mean, it's really clear that we need time. I mean, trust is not a thing to be had exactly written instructions for how or who do we trust. But the point is, we need time. We need to test people. We need to stay conservative. But there is sometimes instances that we do instinctively put our trust in different people, but it's not that much. I mean, we do have to stay cautious in the beginning.
There must be a line.
Yeah, yeah.
That's you shouldn't trust people full 100.
Yeah, yeah. And that ultimate trust for a person who is Muslim, for example, must be in Allah. I mean, that the concept of tawakkul that we have. I mean, put your ultimate trust in Allah and no one else. And yet at the same time, you have to make some different circles of the people. Circle one, two, or three to have different kinds of trusts.
For tawakkul, what would you say?
I mean, I would say reliance.
Mm-hmm. So instead of trusting other people, I must totally have this full reliance on Allah.
Yes.
But then, since I'm a human being, I have to have interaction with other people. I have to trust them to some level.
You know, that calls for an understanding that first, as a human being, I need to know that we are all limited. Like, I cannot expect everything from people around me, since this will also cause other issues. Like, I totally trust you, then I ask you for big favors, and then you can't make it, and then, okay, then I'm going to go with I cannot trust anyone. So first I need to realize that as a Muslim, I first of all have Allah there for me. I need to trust him first. Then, yeah, there are other people. Still, Islam commands that we need to be in the community with the other people. And with the limited abilities that we have, I'm going to trust others.
Yeah. What you can have with other people is just to some extent called full trust. It's not going to be
fully. And Islam encourages this. Islam highly recommends that you have self-effort while also putting your full trust and ultimate trust in Allah.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the whole idea about trusting, but let's go for a break and come back to conclude whatever we were just talking about. Well, this is the final one, and this is the last part of today's episode where we're talking about trust. So we were just saying that trusting other people depends on time, and it depends on experience, yes. How much time we spend together.
Yeah. But, you know, there's also another point that we normally just blame those who can't trust others. Like, mm-hmm. we label them as a person with trust issues, like, I don't know, psychological disorders and everything these days, especially, that we just learn those terms of psychology. We just label them as, you have trust issues, why can't you trust others? But also, there are some cases that in this modern world, isn't everyone just claiming to be the know-it-all? Like, whoever you talk to, whoever you get to see, they're just like, okay, I am the most experienced person. Mm-hmm. I'm the professional in my field, and you need to trust me. And also from, like, regardless of business, but we also have it there. Like, because of their business, they claim to be the most trustworthy person. So isn't it hard? Like, how can we categorize people from the one who is their real experience and professional and the ones who are just like claiming to be? Because it's like the whole world is full of these kinds of people.
This concept is actually true. I mean, the concept of trust is not that easily, something that can be easily handled to find somebody that you can put your full trust in him or her. And we have this problem in the concept of marriage as well. How do you find somebody that you can fully trust, even with all those, previous askings and questionings from the neighborhood, from the different friends, yet deep inside, you or your family, you are not sure whether this is the right person or not.
Yes.
In these situations, we are highly recommended to do our best, to put ourselves best an effort for finding the criteria for the trust, and yet at the same time, rely on the Almighty Allah for whatever happens. Mm-hmm. This is what Islam has suggested and highly encourages us to do.
So you dig, you search, you try to understand what is the truth behind
this person.
Yes,
you are a human being, but at the same time, you are incomplete. Mm-hmm. And that's when you have to realize that, yes, there is someone else that I can put my trust in.
Yeah. Speaking of trust, I just remembered media and what media is doing nowadays. I guess half of what we're suffering from as under the notion of trust issue and whatsoever has got this stem in what media is doing to us. In today's world, unfortunately, the thing that is very prevalent and common is the idea of hyper-reality, by creating a sort of reality that has got no origin. So when I start to trust these things, when I see people's life from different filters, like a video has reached us, all of us, and then we come to take that as a reality, while it is not the reality, there is a director behind that video. We do see it, but that does not exist really. Because of this, many people tend to call it trust issue, but I guess it has got a lot to do with the concept of modernity and being a citizen in this postmodern world with too much of issues like wars and whatsoever. Human beings have lost trust in each other because human beings are not caring for each other when they see war in the world, when there is war even among the neighbors. All of these factors are just interrelated, and all of these elements come to create such a thing as a human being who's living in the world and they've got trust issues. They turn into this anxious perfectionist who do not know who they have to trust. As human beings, we cannot say anything for sure, but the only thing that is sure and the only thing that is ultimate is God. So the more you put your trust in him, the more you'd guarantee the idea that he would never let you down. So thank you Dear listeners, and thank you, dear guests. Well, this was very interesting. I hope you have enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.